Hi, I'm Emma, and this is the Creative Edition. Our mission is to inspire creatives to discover, grow, and own their brand. The start of the new year is a great time to reflect on how we're spending our time as creatives, entrepreneurs, creators, and more. If you're an influencer or content creator, you probably spend quite a bit of time on social media. So today, we're going to chat about how to do a self-audit on how you're currently spending your time on social media. But before we get started, let's do our question of the day. And the question of the day is, what's one app you're still spending most of your time on? So friends, I know this is probably different for a lot of people, or maybe it's not. But for me, friends, Instagram is still my main platform, and I still spend quite a bit of time scrolling on Instagram, both as a creator and as a consumer. And today I even fell for an Instagram ad. It's so funny. I feel like I never fall for like sponsored posts, but today I definitely clicked on one. Dagny Dover is one of my favorite bag brands out there. I have a Weekender tote, and I also have like a little purse from them, and they have the cutest bag on sale right now. And I was sitting there and I was like, I don't need another purse. And I literally was scrolling, looking at different colors. And yeah, so Instagram for me, friends, is still a main way that I consume content as a consumer and as a creator. And it's still one of my main platforms that I focus on creating. And so I would love to hear what app you're focused on or spend the most time on as a creator or influencer. Maybe it's TikTok, maybe it's YouTube, maybe it's Pinterest, or maybe it's your podcast. Let me know on Instagram stories. And yeah, I would love to, again, hear how you spend your time. All right, friends, so let's jump into it. I feel like it's such a good time to do a self-audit and how you're spending your time on social media. I feel like over the last 5 to 10 years, you know, there's definitely been a lot of this negative talk around too much time spent on social media. And while that may be true, I feel like as creators, we have the power to own our time and understand where we allocate our time. And we also have the power to change that once we understand where we know our time is going with social media. Especially, I feel like just looking at anything, that's too much of anything is bad. If you eat too much, that's bad. If you exercise too much, that's bad. You literally could drink too much water. Like that's literally like something that's possible. So I thought today chatting about, you know, looking at the areas on how we're spending our time on social media as a creators would be a good way to just start off the new year fresh. And then also, you know, if there's different habits or different ways that you want to change how you spend your time on social media, it's the perfect time to do this self-audit and make those changes. All right, friends. So the first way you might be spending your time in social media, you might be spending your time scrolling, saving, and sharing for entertainment purposes like everyone else out there. So social media lets us be social and connect. And chances are you have probably laughed at a TikTok video or reel, sent it to a friend, sent it to a family member. And, you know, social media is really a fun, creative place where people, you know, create content that you like to share and save, you know, with your friends and family. And personally, friends, my friend and family group chats are filled with memes, trending reels, TikToks, or funny animal videos. There's a friend group I'm a part of, like on Instagram, like we're all on like a chain together, and then everyone will send like different funny videos and memes specifically around like being a mom or having kids. And it's really funny. Like sometimes people will send stuff about like, you know, funny little skits about parents acting like they're toddlers or, just like funny things like that. And it's funny because I feel like it's like all my family and friends, like we all in every group chat, some of us or all of us are sharing or laughing or resharing, you know, trending reels, TikToks, funny animal videos, or even feel good stories. So if you're finding, friends, that you're spending too much time scrolling, saving, and sharing, and actually not enough time creating, this could be your sign to adjust the amount of time that you scroll, share, and save. You might find that maybe sharing and saving content, even though it's fun, you might be finding that actually as a content creator, as a small business owner, you probably reallocate that time to actually focus on your page, connecting with your audience, or creating your content, your own content. Or maybe on the flip side, You might find that sharing and saving content with friends and family this year is a new way to connect with them more regularly. I know, especially if there's certain friend groups, you know, as you get older, especially and life gets busier, you don't see your friends, you know, every week. Like I feel like in my 20s, I was always hanging out with my friends. And now as a new mom, you know, with a 5-month-old baby, I probably see my friends maybe once a month or maybe once a quarter. And I totally get it. You know, we're at a different life stage, starting families, balancing careers. It's just a lot, at least at this life stage. And one way I'm able to still connect with my friends is by, you know, sharing funny memes or sharing funny videos that I think that they would enjoy. Or again, friends, you might find that you want to decrease your time scrolling and sharing and saving. Either way, it's a good idea to just check in with yourself on how much you're scrolling, saving, or sharing with friends and family. So if you're a content creator or influencer, chances are you are spending a lot of time creating content for social media. And it's a good time to check in with yourself about whether or not you feel like it's a good balance or a healthy amount of time that you are creating content for social media. As a travel creator, so for my travel creator friends out there, you're probably planning trips, planning itineraries, booking flights, researching hotels or Airbnbs. And then when you're actually on your trip, you're documenting your trip. And then after your trip, you're going through all the content that you created. You might be editing those videos, editing those photos before you even share them. Or maybe you are a cook or a baker and you're probably spending your time creating new recipes, shopping, buying ingredients, and then actually spending your time cooking or baking and documenting your process. Or maybe you're a makeup artist. Maybe you're a YouTube makeup artist and you love to create new looks, you know, online. You might be trying new makeup trends and trying out new products, giving your honest input or honest advice on how to use these new products. Content creation can be super time intensive, especially if you're creating content for your personal page and brand campaigns. It really takes quite a bit of time to just plan, get organized, shoot the content, edit the content, you know, and then plan when you actually post and publish that content. So here are a few questions to ask yourself this new year if you are trying to figure out whether or not you're spending enough time creating content for social media. How much time are you currently spending on creating content? Do you want to spend more time or less time creating? Is there an opportunity for you to repurpose the content that you've previously made? Maybe there's some seasonal content that you can repurpose this spring or summer season. Also, is there a part of your content creation process that you can outsource? And a few examples of outsourcing your content creation process might look like hiring a podcast editor, hiring a video editor, hiring a photographer, hiring an assistant to help with shoots. So for me, friends, for the longest time ever since I started Emma's Edition back in 2014 during my college days, I have outsourced photography. I've always hired a photographer to help me produce content. There are campaigns out there where I shoot my own content if my photographers are unavailable, but I would really prefer to hire a photographer to manage, you know, taking the photos, editing the photos, and then just have sending it to me. Because for me, that's a very time-intensive part of the process. And I like being in front of the camera more than I like being behind it. That's just what I found as a creator. But there's plenty of creators out there who really thrive and love taking their own photos. They literally are travel creators who set up their own tripods and create these dreamy photos of, you know, the different locations that they visit. And that totally works for them. Either way, friends, I think it's a good idea to just check in with yourself about what your content creation process looks like for social media, and if there's anything that you can outsource so you can better reallocate your time. At least for me, friends, again, as a new mom, like I feel like my time is even more valuable. I feel like I'm so much busier. I would say I feel like I've had really busy seasons in life, but this is like a different type of busy. And so continuing to outsource, you know, having a podcast editor edit all my podcast episodes, having a photographer to edit, you know, my photos and take my photos, that really helps me just, you know, focus, I feel like, on the meat of things. And for me, right, I feel like planning the photo shoots itself is really fun, styling the outfits, picking the locations, like those are all things that I love to do. All right, friends. So a third way you might be spending your time on social media is connecting with your community. So whether you're a brand new creator, you're an established influencer, you know that social media has allowed us to build and connect with our communities. Here are a few ways that you might be connecting with your community on social media today. Maybe you're responding to direct messages and comments. Maybe you are sharing your outfit links directly with them. I feel like that's an easy new way that creators especially on Like to Know It or, you know, with the Amazon Influencer Program, they've set up their pages to where if you comment link, you can automate. And I actually don't know how to do this. I probably should like get someone on here to talk about this process. But if you comment link, that influencer will automatically send you the link to whatever outfit that they're wearing or whatever, you know, home furniture piece that they're showcasing online, whatever it may be. That's a great way to connect with your community on social media is directly responding to them, you know, through messages and comments. You might also be corresponding with your fans on a broadcast channel. This is like a newer way that, you know, different creators are engaging with their fans on social media. I'm actually a part of one broadcast channel that I've just been paying attention to, and that's Benji, who is the husband of It's Judy Time. If you know who that is, you know, they are OG YouTube vloggers, literally have been around since 2008. And I really like his broadcast channel. I've seen other creators make them, but for me, I'm actually thinking maybe I'll make one for this upcoming year, but I just want to make sure that I have the time to like bring value to my community. And watching Benji see how he engages with the broadcast channel has been really helpful to see that. Additionally, you know, these are just like, you know, easy ways you can connect with your community. You could engage on your followers' pages if they've left you a comment, you know, taking that minute to go to their page, you know, comment on their most recent post or look at their stories and respond that way is a great way to engage with them. You might also host in-person meetups or even trips. I feel like there are creators and influencers out there hosting their own trips. I've seen influencers host trips to Europe especially, which I feel like would be a ton of fun, especially if there is a creative that you really admire and want to connect with. If they're hosting a trip, that's like one way, you know, you can connect with that creator community. Additionally, you could go live with other creators. I feel like going live is probably a skill that I would like to build in the future. I feel like it would be really fun. I just like haven't taken that opportunity to do so, but that's a great way to do that. A lot of Amazon influencers, they have that Amazon like live program. I'm sorry. I think I am like misspeaking what it's called, but there's lots of Amazon creators out there who go live on Amazon and talk about, you know, the different things that's working for their home that they recently found or working for their families if they're sharing, you know, different things that they found for their babies and their toddlers. And then lastly, another way to connect with your community, especially if you're a podcast host, is to create an in-person podcast event. I'd actually love to attend one of these. Maybe one day I'll do like an in-person Emma's Edition, like a live recording. That would be really fun. Putting it out there in the future. I don't know if it's going to happen this year, but maybe, who knows? All right, friends. So now that we've chatted about different ways to connect with your community, here's a few questions to ask yourself as a creator, as an entrepreneur. How much time are you engaging with your audience? Do you want to engage with your audience in new ways? How does your community want to connect with you? For example, I've seen podcast hosts out there start a book club, or just even creators out there start a journal, like a journaling club. There's lots of different ways to connect with your audience as creators and influencers. And sometimes that just takes you, you know, literally asking your audience, what ways do you want to connect with me? And seeing if any of those ways align with your interests, align with your time, align with your capacity as a creator. And then that way, right, you really know that you are serving and connecting with your community. All right, friends. So before we wrap up today's episodes, let's do a quick recap about the three different ways you might be spending your time on social media. The first is scrolling, saving, and sharing. You might find that you are spending too much time doing that, or you might find that you want to spend more time doing that to connect with your friends and family. Secondly, we chatted about creating content for social media. And as creators and influencers, we probably spend the bulk of our time focused on actually creating content. I know I am, you know, anytime I hop on to record a podcast episode or write a podcast outline or plan a photo shoot, all of that goes into the creating content for social media bucket. And then lastly, we chatted about connecting with your community. I feel like it's always a good idea to check in with yourself to see how much time you're actually spending with your community. Sometimes I think as creators, it's really easy to be focused on just getting the content out there versus actually like engaging with who your community is. And if you're a brand new creator, a newer creator, it might take some time for you to figure out who is your target audience in the community that you want to build online. And that is okay to do that. If you're not ready to connect with your community yet and you want to clarify who your target audience is, I definitely recommend taking that step back, thinking about who you want to speak to, who you want to connect to, and then starting to create content from there. All right, friends, let me know how you are spending your time on social media in this new year. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate, review, and recommend the podcast to a friend. If we haven't connected on Instagram yet, you can find us at MS Edition and at The Creative Edition. Sign up for our email newsletter and join our Facebook group, and we'll see you guys next time.